All right, so we're starting the mission on Iron Hand Base. All right, so we're going through how you cash a kill him. So if it's just Ayide Tonein, all you have to do is Tevila. If you use it Veroschin, you have to do Hagala. And if you use it Alaor, you have to do Liban. So what do we use Alaor? You use the grate for the grill or the spit. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, so this is talking about treif, about using it for you took it from a guy, so it was used with machal sasuras. Okay, it's a chazaka.
With
that. Yeah. Okay. So what's the general principle over here? Before we get to the questioning one, the general principle is what? Like you were saying, Kabbalah Kacholdo, that the problem is what? The problem is, there's two problems, right? One problem is the tam in the kli, right? And then the other problem is that it was owned by the guy. So in terms of the tam in the kli, it depends how it absorbed the tam. If it absorbed the tam through hagala, through boiling, right? So then you can kasher it through boiling. But if it absorbed the tam through being used directly al ha'esh, then hagala is not enough. Hagala is not enough. You need to do liban. And this is derived from the parsha by the Klei Midyan. Kol davar sheyavo be'esh, tavio be'esh. Right? So, however it was used, that's how you have to kasher it. It was used. So if it was just used with cold, so then there's no blias at all. Then you only have the problem of what of that it would belong to the guy, or any mamashas. But that's not in terms of the kli. The mamashas is just eating treif, eating the mamashas. So you have to clean it and then do tefillah. But if it was used with hot, then we say that it absorbs. The kli absorbs the tam, and now you're gonna, if you would use it, it would be polite the tam into the food, and it would answer it. So you have to get rid of the tam. So if it was used with mayim roschim, you get rid of the tam by agola. And if it was used ala or directly ala ish, you have to kasher it ala ish. But there is a difference between, conceptually, there's a difference between hagala and liban, right? We discussed this once. That, how does hagala work? Is what? I mean, the process of hagala does what? It's maflet. In other words, it causes whatever was absorbed to be spit back out, right? But by liban, you're burning it bimkomo. It's nisraf bimkomo. It's not considered to be coming out. It's not that you're getting it out by liban. It's that you're incinerating it where it is.
Why is it a problem? Look at it again. Put it back in.
Good. So why isn't it a problem? How do you do agala? It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. You're going to boil it up. Time's going to come out. All the water's going to be traced, and it's going to go back in. Right? It's a big problem. The Rishonim will deal with this question. So what's the answer? No.
Running
out water? No. Be close. So there's two answers. One answer is use shishim. Use water that has shishim. So when the tam comes out, it'll be bottle.
Shishim to what?
To the tam and the kli.
But you can't do shishim deliberately,
though. But you're not doing it deliberately. You're not trying to use the... You don't want to eat the isser. That's... In terms of you want to
eat this,
so you're mevatel it in the way that you can eat it. But if there's another reason why you're doing it, then it's not considered involved in
the
volume.
Volume.
Right. So if you have a treif spoon, you say there can't be more than the spoon can't be more than it can't be worse than the whole spoon,
itself.
Right? It can't be more time in here than the whole spoon. So you take 60 times the spoon. Okay. Be machmir. Problem, of course. Then the problem is going to be, the problem will be twofold. One will be if you have a lot of spoons, you're gonna have to keep changing the water.
Okay,
you get into all kinds of problems. Close of a knee, you're fine. But then the other problem is,
the
other problem is the big pot. There's always a big pot, right? Conceptually, you're always going to get to the big pot. Just put it into the other pot. But what about that pot? So the other eitzah is wait till it's a day old. Wait until the kli is a day old. Then the tam is not asher. Aye, so why do you have to kasher it? Because midrabbanan, we say, we're gozer a day-old pot for a fresh pot. We say you can't use a day-old pot midrabbanan because you might use a fresh pot. But tam pogum that goes into a pot never asers it. You only say ina ben yom ot ben yom, meaning if the pot was aser through tam, even though the tam that made it aser is now pogum, we still consider it aser. But if the tam pogum comes out, now the pot is kosher. Are you worried about tam pogum going back in? But tam pogum is never an oser. It's only tam l'shvach is an oser, and it doesn't become mutter when the tam becomes pogum. There's two kinds of tam. Because we say that tam is only oser when it's l'shvach, when it's good. But if the tam is bad, then it doesn't oser. So a day old, the tam that's in a pot that's a day old is considered putrid. So it doesn't aser. It doesn't aser. Only tam l'shvach asers. But midrabanan, we say the kli is still aser because it was aser. It had tam l'shvach. Once it had tam l'shvach, it doesn't become mutter just by turning lefgam. But tam lefgam itself is never an oser. So when the tam lefgam comes out, now the pot is kosher, and when it goes back in, it's nothing. You just cycled it through, but it doesn't halachically. Physically, you might say it doesn't make a difference, but halachically, it makes a difference. so that's the nafkmina. If you wanted to kosher something with hagala, we're no egg to wait a day, right? If you want to kosher something through hagala, we're no egg to wait a day. But what if you wanted to kosher something through liban?
It wouldn't matter
because it's not a phenomenon of coming out and going back in. It's just being nisraf bimkomo. So that's why libun you could do. That's why even like on Pesach itself, you had a chametz to kapat, you can't kasher it because we're machmir for even those in time of gam is asar on Pesach. So there's no way to kasher it through agola, and we hold it's not buckle even balef. So the two mechanisms of kashering a pot right that we rely on won't work on Yantif, on Chol HaMoed. But you can always do Liban, even on Yantif.
Even on pot?
Even on Chol HaMoed. Yeah. You can always go up to the next level. You can't go lower. I mean, I wouldn't recommend doing Liban on a pot, but... Okay, so this is all by regular Ma'achol HaSasuros. But the Gemara raises a question that By kudshim, the din is different. Go ahead. On Ayin Vav. Yeah, Rami Lir of Amram Lir of Jesus. So it's a stira. By our Mishnah, by Clay of De Kochavim, it says by the Es Shadarko Lilabain, you have to do Be'or, right? The Shippudim, you have to do Be'or. But by kudshim, it says the Shvud and the Askelar are Magil and Mechamin, even though they're used Ala Or, you only have to do Hagala. So it's a stira. Why are you kashering the Kalim in the Mikdash? What Kalim are we talking about? Right, it's the Kalim that they cook the Basar of the Karbanos. So why do you have to kasher it? Let's see Rashi. Gabi Kodshim. Right, so the problem is you're going to cook the carbon. You're going to cook the buster of the carbon today, right? You make a barbecue in the they make a barbecue, and with the kudshim, right? You're going to cook the buster today, and it's going to absorb the tam of the of today's carbon. Another thing is tomorrow's going to be another carbon, right? And tomorrow, the buster that you cook today is nosar. So whatever it absorbed from the yesterday's carbon is now nosar. So when you cook tomorrow's carbon on today's kli, it's gonna put nosar. It's gonna give tam nosar to the to tomorrow's kli, to tomorrow's basar. So how do you answer the stira? So the Gemara says Amar Le. Right. So he says Amram, my son. What does kudshim have to do with this here, with the Ma'achol HaSasuros? Over here, it's Heterabola. And over there, it's Isurabola. Yeah, so Rashi says that what? Since it's, yeah. Since by kachim it absorbs heter. Why is it absorbing heter? Because it's not noser yet. So it's enough to do hagala. So amalei rava. Amar rava. Or rabba.
Sof,
ki kapala yisura kapala. It says it's very nice that when you cooked it, it was heter that went in. But we're not worried about the things going in. We're worried about things coming out. So it's true today, it went in as heter. But tomorrow, it's going to come out as iser. Huh?
So what?
So now you have iser in the kli, just like you have iser by the goyim, by the malchol suras. One second. But Rava rejects it. I mean, Rava completely rejects his answer. And Rava says that when it says you do hagala, it really means shtifu merika. After Liban. Rava learns it means you do Liban, and then there's a separate thing by Kachim, you have to wash out the Kalim. So, the old Hagala would not work. Okay, so let's go. So the Gemara gives different answers, but at the end, the Gemara tries to bring back the original answer. Right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Li'olam kid'amar me'ikara. Rav Ashi amar. Li'olam kid'amar me'ikara. Hocha terabala, hocha yisurabala. Udukokash lochte b'idna dekapolet yisurakapolet. Go ahead. But when it's polite, the when it is polite tomorrow, there is no iser ben. So what? But there's iser in the kli. There's the tam iser. Rashi. We olam kidamrina meikara. Right. Da'ina mishum de bekotchem etera bala udekashalach ki polite yisur polite. Lo chomer yisuro. So you lo chomer yisuro. No, it's not chomer. Shekishen nasa nosar lo havi iser beene. It's not in. It doesn't exist in its natural form. Shebetoch dofnei akli hayabalua. Because where is the kachim? The kachim is in the walls of the kli. You don't have an actual substance of kachim. You have absorbed in the kli. What?
The next two words.
Ume olam lo hukar isuro. Ah, that's what Rashi's trying to fix. Ume olam lo hukar isuro. It was never nicker. The isur was never nicker.
It was isur that you had there, and then it was absorbed in.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying by the treif, the guy took chazer. So chazer is isur be'en. Chazer is isur be'en. Now he cooks it ala or, right? So now you need libun. But what? But by nosar, when it absorbed it, there was no iser ban. It absorbed it as heter. And tomorrow, when it becomes osir, It never got an iser. It never became osir from an iser ben. That's how Rashi's defining heter bala. It never got a tam from an iser ben. It got tam from heter, and that tam became osir. But it never absorbed the tam from an iser ben. But who cares? I mean, still, it's hard to understand the answer. I mean, still, it becomes osir in the dofnei akli. It does become osir by dofnei akli. Otherwise, there's nothing to worry about. Definitely are saying there's an iser in the dofnei akli. So what's the difference if it's heter? Huh? Yeah. Okay, so really the Ramban answers it. Ramban gives a beautiful explanation of what this Gemara is talking about. Okay, take a look at Ramban. You get a chance to see the Ramban? Okay, because the question comes up, why are we doing this Gemara now? Because the question is nogea for Chametz on Pesach. Is it considered heter bala or isur bala? So it's a machlokas rishon, and the Ravid says that when you use a pot with chametz, so you're using it before the zman iser, so it's a tera bola. So therefore, you can be makel on kashering the kalim that you use ala or ala ish. You can kash them with agala, right? Because he says the same thing. They're both heterabola. And the Ramban disagrees. Let's see the Ramban. What, you have the Ramban? You want to read the Ramban? Go ahead. Right. So the Ramban disagrees. He says, that's not the pshat of Heter Bala. Heter Bala doesn't mean like the Rav is learning. That when... What is the Rav learning? Just give me pshat. What's the pshat of Heter Bala going to the Rav? There was no... Right. There was no Isser when it absorbed it. Factually speaking, there was no Isser. You weren't working with the Heftah Shel Isser when you cooked. Right? So he says, if that's the way you learn the Pshat in the Gemara, that when you're cooking the Kudshim, there's no Isser, so you can apply the same thing to Chametz. When I'm cooking with Chametz today, there's no Isser. It becomes Isser later? Yeah, but for some reason, Isser that comes about later only requires Hagala. So if that's the Pshat Isur Heter Bola, the Rav says you can apply it to Chametz too. And the Ramban says, no, that's not the pshat of Isur Ebola. Go ahead, what's the pshat? Okay, the Ramban is a lot of information packed into this Ramban.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of information packed into this Ramban. So he's saying that what? First he's saying that, what does it mean, Isur Ebola versus Heter Ebola? Not whether there is actually an Isur or not on the cheftza that you're at the time that you're cooking.
Did the
cheftza itself exist? Right. In other words, by kudshim, it's not that kudshim is like nosar, that's not usar. It's just kudshim. The only isar is nosar. It has no shame nosar at all. There's no shame nosar at all. So when it's balua, it becomes an isar. Right? But he's saying when it's bolea, just the Shem Kudshim, and the Shem Nosar doesn't exist today. The Shem Nosar only exists tomorrow, right? Okay, that's one chilek, right? But still, sof ki polat ki isur kapolat. So then, what's he saying?
When the bolea.
But what's his answer? So why is it now? So why is it only usur? So why do you only need hagala? There is no sir in there. No, it's the kudshim. You have to have a certain premise that if you mishtamish with the kli al yedei ha'or, it puts in more tam than hagala can take out.
Right.
That's the premise of the whole thing. That why is hagala is not enough by ma'acholos asuros that were used with kelim idea or why? Because the use over the fire causes more absorption than the hagala can get out. So if you took a kli, if you took a griddle, if you took a grate that was used for roasting chazer, and you did hagala on it, it would still have tam in there. And if you would use that now over the fire with kosher meat, that remnant of the tam would come back out. So hagala is not enough to get it out. So if that's the case, it's true, it's isura, it's hetera bola, but still there's tam left over in there. The hagala is not going to... That's the problem here. Hagala is just not going to get out all of the tam. So who cares when it becomes usher? Sof, there's Isser in there. And that Isser is in there deeper than Hagala can reach. So why should it be Mutter, i.e. the Hagala? Right? That's the problem. So his answer is, right, that for some reason he's saying that what? That only that which could come out through Hagala becomes Isser. I mean, it logically answers the problem. Right?
Logically.
Says it's true there's tam in there deeper than the hagala can reach, but that tam never became, has no shame nosar on that tam. That's a phenomenal concept. It is a phenomenal concept. Because he's not saying that it's nosar but it's not usar. He's saying the shame nosar is not chal on all the tam of the kudshim. It's only chal on the tam of the kudshim that will come out through agala. Why that amount?
The nosar never existed.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, why that amount? Why? Because he calls that a tam, what does he call it? A tam gadol?
Says bliya gadola.
He calls it a bliya gadola.
Let me.
That it's only noser is only chal on that which will come out through hagala, which is a bliya gadola that's nosing tam. Right. But by chametz, what? But by chametz, the shame chametz existed before, right? That's what he's going to say. The shame chametz existed before. Now it's just the shame chametz is aser. There are times when the shame chametz is mutter, and there are times when the shame chametz is aser. Isura bola and hetera bola has nothing to do with whether you're mishtamesh b'shas heter or b'shas iser. It has to do with a problem with a unique idea that by nosa. That when the shame iser is not chal until the cheft, until it's already balua, the shame iser is only chal on that which is roy to be to come out through agala, namely a tam, namely that which will be a nesinas tam. So how does it know what to be chal on? All right. But it's like a brera, right? The issue will be chal on whatever would come out through. Well, I guess he holds is a certain strata of tam. What's the idea of here? But why isn't the issur nosa just chal on all the tam in the kli, all the tam of the kajin? I think he's not saying that you only have to get out the main entity of nosa. He's saying only that main entity becomes nosar. Saying if it were all nosar, you'd have to get it all out. And by chametz, it's all chametz. So you have to get it all out. But he's saying an amazing din, an amazing chiddush. That nosar is only chal on that which is roy to come out and be nosim tam. No, is he saying you have to get out all the shame isser? Any shame isser that's in there, you have to get it out. The only move he's making is that not all of the tam becomes usser. Yeah, because he's saying isur bel and hetera bel have nothing to do with whether it was mutter when you were using it or usser when you were using it. It has to do with the chalos shame of the thing.
Is that point tied to why not all the tam gets the shame usser?
No.
Two distinct observations.
Right. That's a distinct thing. He's saying by chametz, it all is a shame chametz. But by nosar, it happens to be by nosar that nosar is only chal on that which comes out as a tam. That's right. See, and he wants to say his pshat is Rashi's pshat. It says v'chein yir appears Rashi. He wants to be medayik that Rashi says that what? That it's not nikar. Me'olam lo hukar iser. Vilugabi chametz nikarhu. It's interesting, diak in Rashi. I want to say Rashi is saying the same pshat as him, because Rashi doesn't say it was heter at the time. Rashi's not making a chiluk about when you used it, whether it was iser or heter. He's making a chiluk that it was never, it was that the substance was never a nikar. See, nosar. That's the idea we were working with last week. That you can't compare nosar and chametz. They don't compare in the same. There's a big chiluk. The kudgem before nosar doesn't have a shame nosar at all, right? Because that's the definition of nosar. The definition of nosar is the karbon that didn't get its kiyam achila. But by chametz. It's chametz. It has the shame chametz right now. It's just not usher right now. But kudgem is not like a latent nosar. Kudgem today is not like a latent iser nosar that doesn't come out until tomorrow. It's not. It's not nosar at all.
There's no official zman. Depends on the zman when it becomes usher.
But more than that, because that's the very definition of nosar. That's what we were saying last week. The very definition of nosar. Is that you failed to achieve its kiyum achila, right? But by chametz, it's not a din like that. It's just defined by the substance. See, that's what I think he means over here. I think he means, like, trying to continue what we were saying last week, that since the very definition of nosar is that it stems from the din achila and the kudjim, that the kudjim, why do you have nosar? Because you failed to achieve the dinei, you failed to complete the shem achila of achilas kudjim. You left over an achilas kudjim, right? But he says that's only chal on the tam b'toras ochel. In other words, in terms of tam, only tam that would be that would augment an ochel is considered to be nosar in the first place. It's not the substance of kudjim that becomes nosar. It's the shame of achila in the kudjim that becomes nosar. So in terms of tam, the only thing that's considered an ochel by tam is that which is roy to be a nosein tam in achila. So that, huh? Oh, so in other words, in terms of iser, any substance that's usser, right? Any substance that's usser, all of the substance is usser, right? Okay, so Shai's question is, so then why do I ever need Liban? Right? Let's say I have a tray of spit. If I have a tray of spit, so why do I ever need Liban? Since Hagala is going to get out the Tom, that's what? That's a no same Tom. So when I do Liban after Hagala, there's no, shouldn't be anything to see this Tom. Well, it'll come out, but it won't be a no same Tom. It'll come out, right? It'll come out through Liban. It'll come out through the cooking all day, Aish. Because the Hagola is not going to get all the time. Yes, so why isn't it Nosin Tam? So Nosin Tam is a shear, right? That's why he says, Ela b'mashu roi liflod ayidei Hagola shu b'liya gedola sheyebo Nosin Tam. Yeah, but your question is a good question. He's saying, so then why do you have to kasha more than Hagola? If whatever's going to come out is not going to be Nosin Tam. He's saying, now the Shai is saying, so let's say I have a treif spit. Mm-hmm. So I do Hagol on it, right? Mm-hmm. So now I removed any blias that would be in those same time. So what's the problem if I cook a la Eish with kosher now? You're not going to have a Nesinas Tam into the food. You're only going to get a little bit of the original time that went out. In other words, you're only going to get a little bit of the original time that went in. And that little bit is not going to be enough to give time to the food. So what do you say, Shai? So there's two answers. One is a pshat answer. He says, carefully, he says, b'ma shehu roi lifalei de'agola. So you could say that after the Hagola, there'd just be a little bit of time left. And in most cases, it won't be noticeable. So in terms of the chalos of nosar, it goes by what's roy. But it's possible to cook a tiny bit of meat on the spit and have a little bit of time. Not that it's impossible, but it's what is normal. In terms of the iser, it's chal on the normal way. But that's a type of answer that I'm not fond of. But the other answer is simple. That the kli still has a shame iser. Eshadarko lelabin, or yelabin bor. In other words, you have to go by the kli. A kli that was used with iser, okay, there's a process of heksher. There's a process of heksher. That's the parsha. So it seems that there's a separate parsha of kashering a kli. Okay, we're going to go into this more tomorrow. That a kli has a shame of being usser. It's not just tam. A kli that was used with isser has a shame of usser. It's a certain definition in the kli, and you have to be machshir it. Okay, that's like we say, like many Rishonim hold, you only have to kasher it in the normal way it was used. Right? That is a eschedarkon. Eschedarko. Meaning to say, if you had a kli that was normally used for roschim, but once or twice, maybe it was used directly al or, you still only have to do agala. Because the shame of the kli goes by the way it was mainly used. And you have to define, you have to be machshir the kli. So, by treif, if it got the isser in there, if the isser went in all the way through libun, then it's true, you might be able to get out most of the time through agola, but you still wouldn't have kashered the kli. Still not a din of heksher kalim. Because there still is something left in there. Din of heksher kalim. Not right. Yeah, because everybody agrees if there's no tam in the food, it's not usher. That's a klal. So if it did cook, you'd have to give it to a guy and see if he says there's any taste in there. And if there's no tam, it'd be mutter. But it still is a treif. It still is a treif kli. But by the nosar, it never becomes treif. The kli. Because it was never chal. It was never chal.
Only the nosar that was nosin tam.
Only the nos. Only the tam. Right. Only the substance that would have been a nosin tam is roy for the iser nosar to be chal on, and that you already got rid of through agala.
And the remaining substance of kutchen is heter.
And the remaining substance of kutchen is heter. So you don't have a shame of a kli that's usher.
Everything by regular.
Right. So everything by regular kli is usher. Regular iser is going to be usher. And unless you're kashrit in the derech that that's appropriate for the iser that's in it, you never remove the shame iser and the kli. Right? You might have gotten out all the tam, you might have gotten out most of the tam, and practically speaking, it might not usher the next thing, but it's not a hechsher kli. But by the kudshim. Since it was hetera bola, since it's nosar, and nosar is only roi to be chal, only chal on the tam that's roi to be a nosain tam, so if you remove that through hagala, then it never gets a shame of iser in the kli at all. Right. But that's the question though. By nosar, by the shame nosar is only going to be chal on something that on that which has a din of achiba, and that's only a nosin tam. So it's only going to be chal. Now, what we're saying is that nosar is an iser. Nosar is really the shame. Nosar is kudshim that failed to have their kiyum of achila. So it's only going to be chay. It's only going to be chal on kudshim that is capable of still being involved in a shame achila. That's only kudshim that's roy to be a nosing tam in something. Because that's another existence of achila, as a tam in something else. But if it's not roy to be a nosing tam, then that substance, it's true, is kudshim, but it's not kudshim that failed to have a kiyam of achila. It's not roy for achila. Only if it's roy to still be consumed b'derach achila will the nosar be chal on it. Because that is what nosar is. See, I'm saying it's a unique din by nosa.
Right.
It's a unique din by nosa.
Because
the shame is tied to its definition of being of achila. Right? Chametz, but by chametz he's saying, is that what? The chametz is, there's a shame chametz before yantif. The only thing is, it's not also before yantif. So now the shame chametz, all of the chametz went in. There's no din of being of it turning into chametz in the kli, right? So now whatever chametz went in, all of it, every last drop of it, is going to become usher, right? So now you have a kli that's usher, so you're chayev to do liban on it, because you have to use the method that destroys all of it. You're asking a good question. What if a guy did hagala, and then he used it?
Wouldn't it be the exact same question?
Shouldn't he be allowed
to do that? No, he definitely should not be allowed to do that, because there's a mitzvah of Hechsher Kalim. There is a derech of Hechsher Kalim. Chametz is even worse. Chametz on Pesach is even worse than Ma'achal Zuz, because you can't even have it.
Well,
Yeah, do the same thing. I mean, it's a good question. We should look into that. Now, there's a guy didn't do libun. He did agala on a treif spit. He did agala, and then he used it over the fire. Would the meat be treif b'di'evad?
Right.
Now, is it seen from the Ramban? It wouldn't be, because it's not a nosin tam. It's not going to be a nosin tam. Because Dagola took out all the amount that would be nosin tam already. So now it would just be like a mashu.
Right.
In other words, like if you use the kli that you didn't do tevila on. Let's say you hold tevila as midaraisa. Right? If you hold midaraisa, you need to do tevila. So it would be usher to use the kli, but the food would not become usher.
In the case of